It's quite a disturbing survey, this, isn't it? It goes way beyond bullying in the schoolyard or abusive text messaging, doesn't it?
Yes, this is very worrying, really. The high rate and kind of harmful impacts of violence in teenagers' relationships is a real cause for concern. And I think this is a problem which really hasn't been researched before, which was why the NSPCC was keen to look at it. And our view is that, you know, kind of the suffering which girls particularly experience at the hand of boyfriends who they trust can have kind of very bad effects on them, devastating effects, leaving them feeling frightened and distressed, and certainly it affects their confidence and their self-worth and indeed their school behaviour. So I think this research has very worrying findings.
And these are very young girls, aren't they, where violence and abuse is seen as normal?
Yes, our research was with boys and girls aged between 13 and 17. And I think one of the things which is really worrying is that it's girls as young as 13 who are already, you know, starting to suffer abuse and violence in their relationships. And of course, that's at the very time when they're kind of developing their kind of first romantic relationships. And of course, they're at a very vulnerable and impressionable age. So it's affecting children of all ages from kind of 13 upwards, we found.
And what do you think has brought about this attitude by boys in particular, that if they want sex, then they should be able to have it?
I think it's a kind of range of factors, but I think one of the key things is that both boys and girls feel a huge amount of peer pressure placed upon them. And so I think that pressure, you know, comes from, I suppose, you know, today's society, from the media, from, you know, magazines, so on and so forth. And I think, you know, there's a real push for boys and girls to conform to kind of stereotypes. And I think that has, you know, both that means that they may be pressurized into unwanted kind of physical violence and sexual activities against their will. But I think what the pressure is, another consequence of the pressure may be that they'd be very reluctant to seek help. And that's one of the things which we're concerned about. Because I think boys and girls may be wanting to conform to a kind of so-called sexual stereotypes, in inverted commas, that may mean they're reluctant to seek help because they may see this as kind of form of weakness. And I think from girls' point of view, the pressures on them, you know, to have boyfriends might mean that they feel, you know, if they are experiencing, you know, both violence and sexual abuse, sexual bullying, again, they may feel less reluctant to seek help because they want to keep their boyfriend. So I think, you know, it's the effects of the culture which has such a devastating effect.
And you claim, that's the NSPCC claim, that having an older boyfriend puts girls at risk. Is that right?
That's right. We found that having an older boyfriend can put girls at higher risk. And three quarters of them said that they had been victims when they had the older boyfriends. And I think that's a real cause for concern. So, you know, that's something which I think kind of people who are working with children, need to be very conscious of.
And when you say older, how old are we talking? Are we talking months or years?
Well, I think the research left it to the young people to define it, but it was at least 2 years older than themselves. And of course, when you're, you know, and again, you know, that kind of age gap, the significance of it will kind of vary according to how old the child is. For a child who's 13, the two-year age gap can be quite significant.
And finally, then, how do we reverse this situation, these attitudes?
I think what we need to do is certainly raise awareness amongst children, young people, that this form of behaviour, you know, is just not acceptable. No child or young person should feel pressurized into doing something they don't want to do, and certainly no one should accept that violence is acceptable. And I think it's really worrying that, you know, that young people seem to accept that it's unavoidable. And we need to tackle that. I think schools have an important part to play. They can certainly tackle this issue through both personal social health education, that, you know, violence has, you know, should have no part in anyone's lives. What we also found in the research is that young people will rarely seek advice from adults, but they will seek advice from other young people. sometimes that advice might not be the right advice that they receive. So we think that kind of peer support schemes in schools, and at the moment they mainly tackle bullying, but we think peer support schemes should be expanded so that they may advise young people on kind of violent relationships. So we think that that's, you know, some ways in which we can talk about it. But I think importantly, professionals who are working in child protection and domestic violence need to be kind of very vigilant to the fact that young people themselves may be experiencing this forms of violence and this form of sexual abuse. And I think there's an issue here that we need to ensure that professionals are properly trained so that they can identify cases and provide support.